Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Bring Out Your Best Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bob Wright, Professor of Transformational Leadership at the Wright Graduate University for the Realization of Human Potential. And today we're talking about how to thrive as a member of the office family. Our staff made this subject up, and they put together questions for me. And they put together three primary questions. The first one, is it appropriate to confide in your coworkers like your actual family? We're going to actually make a separate show on family dynamics and office dynamics and understanding how you can thrive in the office. And we'll come up with something on that. Their second one was, should I act on my impulses to ask out my coworkers, or would that complicate things at the office? That's the one we're going to focus on today. And the third one is, how do I go about handling office gossip? So we'll visit the gossip one. That is worth a whole series of conversations for us to have. But the one that they were most interested in hearing the answer to is, should I act on my impulses and ask out my coworker, or would that complicate things at the office? I mean, like, who are you kidding? Of course it'll complicate things at the office. So give me a break. It's, of course, going to complicate things at the office. And especially if you two break up. The first time I really learned about this kind of a relationship, I was in an internship at leading a group dynamics course. The group was rocking and rolling. The year is 1974, and we are just having a great time. Everybody's learning and growing. They're sharing. They're challenging. And I'm like 7-8 weeks into a 14-week semester, let's say. And then the next week I go in there, there's something wrong. I don't know what it is, but things are not flowing. People are not engaging each other. And there's an undercurrent of hostility in the group. And I couldn't find out what it was. I pointed it out to the group, and nobody said anything. We talked about it. And finally, I just had this insight, and I divided the group into women and men, and I had them face each other. Next thing I know, the women and the men are going at it with each other, and they have some kind of a heated criticism for each other. And it finally comes down, as we start taking it apart, to the fact that two of them had started dating against the group rules. That's the reason we have the group rule, that there is no dating a fellow group member, because dynamics start changing. In this particular case, the women felt that the man had done the woman wrong. And the guys go, what is she so uptight about? What are they all complaining about? Defending guydom. So I've got womandom versus guydom. And it took me, I don't know how many weeks to get this unwrapped. So, will it influence the dynamics? Who are you kidding? Of course it will influence the dynamics. So let's ask the other side of the question. When is it okay to date a coworker? Now we can discuss that. For starters, you're going to date a coworker. You need to find out what the company policies on that are. Second of all, are you two in the same office? How big is the office? Is the office 150 people, 50 people, or 5 people? The influence on the office dynamics gets greater the more the smaller the group, guaranteed. Now, is there a problem in large groups? I got to tell you, I was working at an international pharmaceutical firm, and we had a serious problem where a painter for the firm, someone in the maintenance team, was dating a secretary in the firm, and it turns out he kept coming in, and they were fighting. Well, their fight resonated through an office of 25 or 30 people. In that case, she wasn't dating anybody in the office, but it was highly disruptive, and we needed to step in on it, and also they needed to set a company policy. Furthermore, the supervisor had let it get out of control also because his visits had become increasingly acrimonious to the woman who was in the administrative pool. So in that case, we have a very large multinational corporation where it's not really a good idea to date anybody in the company in your town. So when's it okay? Well, there are much smaller firms, say 150 people, that have distinctly different departments. You've got two ways to go. Do you want to tell your boss that you want to date somebody, see what the policy is, see what your boss thinks and feels about it? That's the safest way to go. Do you want to do it on the side? Well, if you want to do it on the side and you want to enjoy this 150-person company, you better discuss contingency and breakup contingencies and how the two of you are going to handle it. And if the woman or the man cannot go along with and agree to a breakup contingency along the lines of your breakup contingency, then don't get into it. Furthermore, know that you are still playing with dynamite, and it can blow up in a 150-person company to where the gossip gets out of hand, and a lot of supervisors and managers get pissed off because the two of you are disrupting the entire organization. Is it okay? Well, if everybody knows you're doing it and you don't make a secret out of it, it's a lot easier for people to manage it. It's when this stuff is underground that it gets dirty. The safest way to do that kind of thing is above ground. You still may want to not bring everybody into your boss into your business. You may not want to bring somebody into your business, but you better be sure that the opposite sex or same sex nowadays or whatever variety of sex you're into is going to be trustworthy. And maybe you should consider an agreement that neither of you tells anybody that you're dating until the two of you decide that you're really going to be serious about it. And you just make a mum is the agreement with each other. And if you're both of sufficient maturity and integrity, I guess that's okay if there's no policy against it. But it's not the safest way to go. The safest way to go is to let people know if you're going to do it and do it with integrity. And if things get tough, then everybody knows that you were together and managers can more readily interrupt the gossip chain, even though it's going to happen, and minimize the cost to the organization. So, should I act on my impulses and ask out my coworker, or would that complicate things at the office? I go back to my original comment. Who are you kidding? Of course it's going to change things. If you two kiss out of the office, are you going to kiss in the office? If you two snuggle out of the office, are you going to snuggle in the office? What is the office culture? How is the office going to handle it? And what happens if one of you is a particular piss pot? You know, what happens, I got to tell you, we had one at our office where one of our interns, actually, I think we may have hired her or not, I don't even remember. One of our employees started secretly dating her. And she was a pretty troubled woman. She had taken our courses, and her mother had been in and subscribed to her doing it. Mother told me about all of her problems from grade school on. And she was a very, very angry, very, very unhappy woman who was addicted to drama. Well, I happen to be a bit on the authoritarian edge in some ways and very loose in other ways. And she was proving to be a problem with us. She was underperforming. And we eventually had to help her out. We call it liberating her. Well, we still had an employee dating her as she was busy attacking us and wanting to hurt us as an organization. We eventually lost that employee. That employee who had been on a very strong growth path dropped off the growth path. So there is one maxim that's very good to follow. You're not going to like the answer, but it's don't get your meat where you make your bread. I understand it's crude. I understand that it is not a very tasty way to talk about it. You can talk about some other metaphor for it. I'm glad to have you come up with better ways to say it, but that's the way I heard it, and it's really the best thing in the world. To get yourself to where you find enough people to date that you're not in scarcity and stuck with people at the office. And if you do start dating somebody at the office, be prepared that one of you is likely going to end up leaving. Now, are you a drama queen or a drama king? Well, you're not going to listen to me anyway if you're a drama queen or a drama king. You're going to just jump into the messiest of situations, and it will fulfill your self-fulfilling prophecy that life is about drama. Somebody done you wrong, somebody doesn't understand you, and you get to continue being a victim the rest of your life. And you want to find your, we all have a yearning to meet people, to experience new things, and work on your social-emotional intelligence so that you can find an abundance of people of the opposite sex to be with, or whatever persuasion you like, same sex, middle sex, opposite sex, I don't care. But learn how to be strong enough that you don't need it at work. And if a relationship develops at work where there's mutual respect and there's mutual caring and it grows into a relationship, that's great, but that's not you acting on impulses. That is you developing a very real relationship. That is a relationship that develops and matures to a point that the question is called, is do we break it off or do we take it further, in which case you better find a way to do it with integrity in the organization. I was just up at visiting a woman who has founded a very, very important special school for internally limited children from fourth grade to high school. And she was in one of our earliest transformation groups back in the 1980s. And she and one of the group members were becoming attracted to each other. They let me know about it right away. I followed the relationship. They stayed within the guidelines of the group. And they said that they really wanted to go further. Simple. Put one of them in a different group, and they both continued. They both continued. So there are ways with integrity to deal with this kind of a situation. But now we're talking about real caring relationships that develop over time, not acting on impulses and asking a coworker out. It's really getting to know that coworker. Most people don't even know how to get to know each other. Most people have no clue what it is that's what's good for them. One of our biggest problems with singles is, and by the way, should you act on your impulses with a coworker if you're married? Absolutely not. That's not what we're discussing. But should you act on your impulses with a coworker? If you work for General Motors and that person is in a completely different plant 5 miles away, God bless. You know, have a ball. But more importantly, get over the myth of scarcity in sex and people. I was very, very fortunate in my undergraduate years. I had a professor, I looked him up recently to thank him for this advice. His name was Butler Crittenden. He's retired and living in San Francisco. And he pulled me aside one day and he said, Bob, you got to understand, there is no scarcity of sex and women, my persuasion, what I like and pursue. He said, it's all in your own head and everybody else's own head. Well, gosh, that sure helped me a ton because I wasn't dependent on the office creating a pseudo-intimate environment where I could feel close with somebody in a safe environment. I was feeling much more confident meeting potential partners. And I'd say that I probably dated 5 potential partners who would have been very lovely, wonderful life partners. I'm thrilled. I think I upgraded each time to my ultimate match. But that's really what we're looking at. What's your match? What's good for you? And don't let some very basic impulse submarine your success at a place where you may have landed in the best place to develop you professionally. Keep your professional life and your personal life separate as far as dating and anything that would complicate the group dynamics of your work environment. I think that should be your takeaway. So the big idea is, think, look, get to know, assess your situation, assess the potential risk. Don't be naive. You are influencing people around you. If you have a small office of 5 or 10 people, you darn well better think twice about it before you act on an impulse, because you can throw a monkey wrench in that whole team, something fierce. So, big idea, there's abundance in the world. You don't have to find people at a small office. Nuts and bolts, calculate. Assess the risk reward benefit in the whole thing. And remember a couple of the stories I told you. The chances of it ending in disaster increase the smaller the environment, the more intimate the environment, and the more instability of the person. And if you don't know how to assess an unstable person, you're going to find that some very, very unstable people are highly attractive, whether they're of the male persuasion or the female persuasion. And until you've had somebody threatening you because you happen to have made the mistake of dating their girlfriend or boyfriend, you do not know what hell and fear can be getting threatened. So think twice and really get to know people. I know you guys have got the hookup culture, and I understand it. I'm not talking about this casual hooking up, but there is no casual sex, really. So if you want to do this casual hooking up stuff, that's fine. Don't do it in the office. Don't do it unless you're in a huge corporation where you will not be disturbing the dynamics of an environment if the two of you get going more. So, how do I thrive as a member of the office family? Today's subject was, should I act on my impulses and ask out my coworker, or would that complicate things at the office? Would that complicate things at the office? Who are you kidding? I'm your host, Dr. Bob Wright, professor of transformational leadership at the Wright Graduate University for the Realization of Human Potential. Thank you very much for joining us. We'd love to have you work on your social-emotional intelligence so you know how to recognize what's really good for you. Join us at our Foundations training and really get to be a social-emotional monster who has the capacity to pick his or her best match, that person with whom you can grow the rest of your life, if that's what you want. Thank you for joining us today. Go forth and bring out your best.